Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. It is good to be together as God's children this morning as we gather to celebrate the baptism of our Lord. I'm glad to see all of you here today, and I hope you know that someone might have needed you to be here. So thank you for being here. We gathered so that we might be in worship, and I invite you to please rise as we begin our worship through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Also with you.
We join together now in our gathering song, Our God. Holy God, creator of light and giver of goodness, your voice moves over the waters. Immerse us in your grace and transform us by your Spirit, that we may follow after your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first lesson is from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, when God created the heaven and the earth was formless. Void and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Second lesson is from Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 7. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there was about 12 of them. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. It is the Gospel according to St. Mark in the first chapter. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. And now may the goodness and grace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless and be with all of us this day. Amen. We begin today's sermon with a prayer. It's a powerful prayer. It's a prayer that we use during baptisms. Martin Luther wrote the original, and it has been translated, adapted, and tweaked a few times since Luther first wrote it. It's a good prayer. It is a prayer that I am honored to pray at every baptism I do. And the prayer kind of goes like this. Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, we give you thanks for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water, you nourish and sustain us and all living things. Through the waters of the flood, you delivered Noah and his family. You led Israel by the pillar of cloud and fire through the sea, out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, your beloved son has set us free from the bondage to sin and death, and has opened the way to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water a sign of the kingdom and of cleansing and rebirth. In obedience to his command, we make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit so that these who are here baptized may be given new life. Write them into your story of salvation and wash away the sins of all those who are cleansed by baptismal water, and bring them forth as inheritors of your glorious kingdom. To you be given praise and honor and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. That is Luther's flood prayer. It's a prayer that recalls and celebrates many of the ways that God has used water in his love and his care for humanity. A prayer that weaves us, the baptized, into that same story of God's love. We are part of God's good creation, and God has been using all of this water to effect a change in us, a change for us, a change with us. Today we celebrate Jesus' own baptism, but as we do that, let us also celebrate God's goodness and love to all of us, because that flood prayer begins with the waters of creation, with today's first reading, right? In the beginning, we have God. We have the Father, Creator, who is there with the will to create. We also have the Word, with a capital W. there at creation. God the Son, Jesus, is there with the power to create. Then we have that wind from God. The breath, the Holy Spirit of God is also there so that all of creation is good and blessed and holy. And in those verses, we see the Trinity working together to transform. We see the Trinity working together for the sake of creation. And we see that God is with us in these waters, creating all of us good. Then the flood prayer moves on to talking about the waters of the flood and the Red Sea and the pillars of cloud, all leading to freedom. These are our memories and celebrations that God is walking beside his people, guiding, guarding, helping, caring, forgiving, and carrying us all to freedom. When the flood prayer moves, it moves now to the waters of the Jordan River. It moves to the story in today's gospel, the story of Jesus' own baptism. And once again, in that story that we read, God, the Father Creator, is there, claiming Jesus as Son and showing God's good pleasure at what is beginning there. The Word, the one with the capital W, is there. Jesus himself going into and coming out of the water. And the Spirit is there in the form of a dove, blessing Jesus and working to make all things in his life and ministry holy. Once again, in this story, we see the Trinity working together to transform. We see the Trinity working together for the sake of our salvation. And we see that God is using these waters to make all of us his children. But you see, the flood prayer, while it celebrates God's use of water in his love for humanity, it's focused on us and on our response. Just like today's gospel is actually pointing to us, reminding us, talking to us. We pray in the flood prayer that God would use the water at that font, whether it's carbonated or tap water, whether it's puddle water or bottled water, and use that water to write us into the story of salvation that we receive in Scripture. And so we are baptized. And so we go and baptize as Jesus commands. We live transformed lives, lives that have been claimed by God, lives that have been named by God, lives that are blessed with the presence of God with us. And with us, God is well pleased. You see, this day in the church year is a celebration of Jesus' own baptism. Now that baptism was for Jesus himself completely unnecessary. Jesus didn't need to repent as John was using his baptism. Jesus had no sins to wash away. Jesus comes up out of the waters of the Jordan with the full presence of the Trinity, and he uses this moment to invite us into transformed lives. Jesus wasn't baptized for himself. Jesus was baptized for us. You see, the relationship that is God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, is a relationship of mutually self-giving love. No one part is greater, no one part is less, and all are working together to bring joy, peace, and hope to creation. That is what Jesus is inviting us to in our baptism. We are made children of God and workers with them for the kingdom. We are claimed by God in this moment in love so that we might go and share that love. In the fullness of time, as Jesus has suffered, died, and rose from the dead, he then commands us to go baptize. Knowing that the waters of baptism, in those waters, we will die with him and rise with him again Jesus' death becomes the death of our sinful selves. Jesus' resurrection becomes our rising to new life in Christ. A new life lived loving God and loving neighbor. A new life of care and kindness, of gentleness and generosity, of patience and hope. We get to live that new life. We can try to be the people that God is calling us to be, living out our lives in that same mutually self-giving love as God shows us here at Jesus' baptism. We are a continuation of the flood prayer. We continue the celebration of God's love for humanity as we receive that love, and more importantly, as we go and share that love, share our lives, share God's goodness with the people around us who need it so desperately as we go about our lives of love and service. We continue the story of God's working with us and through us to build the kingdom of God, working with us to make God's dream a reality. We are part of the story by the grace of God and by the love of Jesus Christ our Lord. From the waters of baptism, the Father Creator is with us in love, naming and claiming us and telling us of His good pleasure with us, even with the likes of us. From the waters of baptism, Jesus Christ, God the Son, the Word made flesh, living among us, is with us in love, dying with us and rising with us, showing us the way that we might live out God's love for the sake of all. From the waters of baptism, the Holy Spirit, the breath of God descends on us every day to lead us and guide us, to pick us up when we fall, to bless us so that all that we do can bring God's love along with it. From the waters of baptism, we have life, abundant life, life with God, eternal life. That is a power we celebrate this day, because in water we have life. Amen. And now, in remembrance and in celebration of our very own baptisms, let us confess together our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. Please rise. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Joining our voices with the song of the angels, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Glorious God, fill your church with joy. Let your faithful people live as beacons of your redemption. Give wisdom and courage to your church that it may speak with boldness and confidence, even when words of mercy are met with scorn. Lord, in your mercy, show us your faithfulness in the rising and the setting of the sun. Place wonder into the hearts of those who search the skies and explore the heavens. Curb waste and pollution that all might have clean air to breathe. Lord, in your mercy, bring all nations and rulers to the splendor of your dawn. Raise up advocates who champion the cause of exploited and vulnerable people. Inspire leaders to be generous with abundance, that all people might live in stability and freedom. Lord, in your mercy, come quickly with your healing power to all who seek love, support, and restoration. Dispel fears and shadows. Restore broken relationships and mend broken hearts. Bring relief to those who are sick or struggling. Lord, in your mercy, send traveling mercies upon all who journey home by other roads. Guard refugees, immigrants, and asylum seekers. Protect families fleeing conflict in their homelands or abuse in their own homes. Tend to those who have no place to lay their heads. Lord, in your mercy, according to the boundless riches of Christ, you draw all your saints, from the least to the greatest, to your heavenly places. As you created all things, make all things new again in the splendor of your glory. Lord, in your mercy, O God of mercy, come quickly to us with grace upon grace as we lift these and all our prayers to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord. Sharing our life, he lived among us to reveal your glory and love, that our darkness should give way to his own brilliant light. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in this, his Holy Supper.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The power of love. Our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit invites us now to his holy table.
Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretched treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. His wounds have been paid my ransom. What should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom.
Please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we are sent out in love and service. And so together we pray, gracious and abundant God, you have done great things for us, and we rejoice. In this bread and cup, you give us life forever. In your boundless mercy, strengthen us and open our hearts to be the world's needs. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Stay warm, stay dry, stay safe as we go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision
our mission.
Amen. Amen.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Just one thing.
thousand